Before we get started with the grounding practices, this first exercise is actually a set of instructions for you to build a toolbox. These instructions can be completed in your own time. Create a grounding toolbox that you can have available as needed. Too often, when we feel overwhelmed or anxious, the very tools that we need to ground feel far away. I invite you to develop your own personalized grounding toolbox that will contain the very items that help settle your nervous system into a state of calm and centeredness. Sensory awareness helps you to feel connected to this moment now. Here are some of the items that I recommend for your toolbox, however, tailor these to meet your needs. Pick an item that you can hold in your hand. This might be a smooth stone that feels soothing, a fidget toy that you can move around with your fingers, or a stress ball that you can squeeze. Choose a scent that helps you feel grounded. This might be an essential oil that uplifts your senses, or you might prefer a small jar of spices. For example, one person chose oregano because it reminded her of her grandmother's spaghetti sauce. The reason why we do this is to cue your brain to be in the present moment, here and now. If you're here in this moment, you can't be thinking about the past or worrying about the future. So keep a few items around to stimulate your senses. For your sense of taste, choose a piece of gum or chocolate or hard candy. Include in your toolbox several poems or quotes that connect you to your heart or that help center your mind. Find some images that you feel are supportive. You can choose photos of people in your life or a beloved pet, images of spiritual or religious figures, or images of places where you feel safe and relaxed. Choose some pieces of music that help you feel calm or safe, and keep these on a playlist that you can listen to as needed. I encourage you to add to your toolbox as needed. You can get creative about how you store these items. Some people create several boxes, one for the house and another for the car. One woman created a smaller bag of tools that she could throw in her purse. Ask yourself what approach to this exercise will work best for you. It may be helpful to create a space in your home that you can use when completing these grounding practices. Choose a space that is quiet, contemplative, that feels safe to you, and that feels private enough that allows you to drop your awareness inside.